It is always a great pleasure and honor to be able to learn Torah together. Parshas Tetzaveh is within a series of five parshios that all deal in some way, in some fashion, with the Mishkan. When Tetzaveh is the original Tzivui, followed by Parshas Kitisa and the Chet Egel, and then concluding with Parshas Vayakel and Pekudei, and the repeat of the Tzivui of the Mishkan, which is always a question: why do you have to have such a long repetition in Parshas Vayakel Pekudei? So that's question one. Another question is, if you include a number of the details, and that means that Tzivui and Shabbos, you come up with the following question asked by the Beis Halevi, amongst others. And that being, then Parshas Tetruma Tetzaveh, the Tzivui of the Mishkan, comes first, followed by the Tzivui of Shmirat Shabbat. And Parshas Vayakel Pekudei, the flip, there's a flip in the order. First comes the Tzivui and Shabbat, followed by the Tzivui of building the Mishkan. And the question is, why is there a change in the order of things? The Beit Halevi will use the fact that the Chet HaEgel comes smack in the middle of these two sets, and that will be the explanation as to what why the change in order. And he starts out with giving a mashal. I'll take his mashal, but use my terminologies. And it goes like this: if you see a father and a son who's now a chatan, and they enter into a department store that they want to buy things for the house that the chatan is setting up, so you could take a look what they're buying, and that will be telltale of their relationship. If they have a very formal relationship, then they're going to go down to list, and they'll buy in a formal fashion. They'll go through the list, buy dishes and pots and pans and linen and furniture. And then afterwards, they'll get to the things that are extras and fun. But if they have a very loving and fun relationship, then you'll see that the first thing they'll go towards will be obviously a football table. I had a nephew that a very prominent feature of his living room for many years was his football table. And that's an idea that they look first at the fun things, is a statement of the relationship. And afterwards, they'll get to that, which is the necessities. Says the Beis HaLevi so too here. The Mishkan, in a sense, albeit when we're lacking the Mishkan, we are limping. It's difficult, but we've survived for 2,000 years without it. But where's the Shabbat? That's a necessity. Shabbat's a necessity, as they say that old quip about more than the Jewish people kept the Shabbat kept the Jewish people, and that's very true. Shabbat is oti beiniyu bein bnei Yisrael. It's an oath. It's statement about the Jewish people. It defines us. And therefore, that's a necessity. The Mishkan is the icing on the cake. It's the dessert. So therefore, says the Beit HaLevi at the very beginning of our relationship with Hashem, first we're going to put in the fun relationship's going to first relate to that which is the dessert, and that's going to be the Mishkan. And that's what's the first Tzivui. Followed by that which is the necessity, and that is the Shabbos, that which is more of the formal. After the Chet HaEgel, though, when our relationship changes with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, so first we're going to write up that which is the necessity, the Shabbat, and then followed by the icing on the cake, the Mishkan, the Tzivui of the Mishkan. If you do conclude this Beis HaLevi, then it's very sad, because it's referring and pointing out the fact that the relationship between Am Yisrael and Kaddish Baruch Hu changes after the Chet HaEgel, and in a sense, it sounds saddened. It's like more of a formal relationship without the loving, fun aspect to it. So let's try to find something else as an answer. And in addition, according to the Ramban, that's not going to fit very well into his understanding of Sefer Shemos. Because if you remember, at the introduction of the Ramban to Sefer Shemos, he puts forth the concept that the Sefer HaGu'ula is based on the premise of Am Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim and accomplishing two things. And that is, coming to Eretz Yisrael, one. Secondly, being the Merkava to the Shekhinah, that the Shekhinah should ride upon them. And if they do that, then they will have arrived back at the level of the forefathers, and that's the definition of Gu'ula. Well, Am Yisrael is heading towards Eretz Yisrael. At this point, they're being led towards through the Midbar by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the fire. What about being a Shachain, about being a Merkava to the Shekhinah? Well, the Shekhinah has rested upon them in Har Sinai. And for us to continue this ma'amad, this setting, and to live it on a daily basis, we have a Mishkan. Mishkan always refers us back to the setting, the ma'amad Har Sinai. And we have that the Shekhinah is resting amongst us. We are the Merkava to the Shekhinah. So therefore, according to the Ramban, he says that we had the Tzivur, the Mishkan, which was a lechatchila, that the Shekhinah should rest amongst us. The Chet HaEgel was a bad fallback. And then afterwards, Moshe Rabbeinu enables us to receive a complete kapara that took place with Salachti Kidvarecha on Yom Kippurim, and the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, says the Ramban, that it's very possible that Vayakel Pekutei took place on Yud Aleph Tishrei. Moshe comes down from Har Sinai and says the whole thing again, just to demonstrate, the whole Vayakel Pekutei is just to demonstrate one thing, and that is that the loving relationship of Kodesh Baruch and Am Yisrael has returned to where it was at the very beginning, at the beginning of the Tzivur of the Mishkan, before the Chet Ha'Egel. According to this, then we still remain with a loving relationship, which is a happier thought. But then we're going to have to answer the question as far as what is the difference between the before the Chet Egel and afterwards, that the order of things in the Parshias are changed around. Why is it that in Truma Tetzava first comes the Tzivur and the Mishkan, followed by that of Shabbat, and in Vayakel Pekutei it's flipped, Shabbat first and Mishkan afterwards? So therefore we're going to use the help from the Klei Yakar. The Klei Yakar says, let us not differentiate before and after the Chet Egel, but let us differentiate between who is speaking. Yeah, who is speaking, why? Well, the Beit HaLevi, the Klei Yakar points out that obviously in a loving relationship, you always, each partner in the loving relationship is focused totally on their beloved. But in addition, when it comes to the honor of the beloved, well, the honor of one's beloved comes before their honor. You are always second fiddle. The honor of one's beloved is always comes first. The beloved is placed on that pedestal. And therefore, says the Klei Yakar, it's very easy. The Mishkan is a statement of by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in honor of His beloved Am Yisrael. Hashem rests His Shechina amongst us. It sets us aside from all the other nations. It's the way that He honors Am Yisrael. The Shabbat is the way that Am Yisrael honors HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Shabbat is when Am Yisrael testifies to all the world that Hashem created this world and rested on the seventh day. And therefore, says the Klei Yakar, that in Parshas Truma and Tetzaveh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to at first be concerned about the honor of His beloved, Am Yisrael. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu first speaks about the Mishkan. And then afterwards, He mentions the Shabbat. But in Parshas Vayakel Pekudei, it's Moshe Rabbeinu who is speaking on behalf of Am Yisrael. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu is first going to be concerned with the beloved of Am Yisrael, the beloved of Am Yisrael being Hashem, is first going to talk about the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by referring to the Shabbat, then only afterwards refer to that of the Mishkan. Therefore we remain with our loving relationship throughout, and it's something that reminds us always of the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael as we march through the annals of time. It's a great pleasure to be able to learn together, and Be'ezrat Hashem, we should be able to learn in person back here. Be'artzeinu HaKadosha, B'Yerushalayim HaBnuya. Shabbat Shalom.